This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. State health officials say the Omicron coronavirus variant was confirmed Thursday. An unvaccinated Hawaii resident with no recent travel history, the adult had been infected with COVID-19 a year ago, isn't currently hospitalized and had mild to moderate symptoms, including headaches and body aches, according to the epidemiologist Dr. Sarah Kimball. The U.S. early this week announced its first known case of the variant and a vaccinated California resident who had recently traveled to South Africa. Scientists are trying to determine whether Omicron spreads more easily or causes more severe disease than the Delta variant that now dominates in the United States. Given the realities of international travel, scientists said it was inevitable that the Omicron variant would be discovered in the U.S., and they believe it may have been spreading in the country before it was detected. Omicron is unlikely to have completely outsmarted the vaccine, experts say, even with its unusual array of mutations. There are a lot of unknowns, but they expect that the shots will still do what they do best, keep people out of the hospital. Experts are recommending boosters for people who can get them. U.S. officials have authorized them for everyone age 18 and older. South Korea is tightening recently relaxed restrictions on social gatherings as it grapples with its worst wave of the virus since the start of the pandemic. Starting next week, private social gatherings of seven or more people will be banned in densely populated capital of Seoul, nearby metropolitan areas, which have been hit the hardest by the Delta-driven variant. Via remote, this is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken warned his Russian counterpart Thursday of serious consequences if Russia invaded neighboring Ukraine and appealed to him to seek a diplomatic solution to the conflict between the Eastern European countries. At a news conference Thursday, Blinken said that the United States is watching the Russian troop buildup near Ukraine very closely. Despite uncertainty about intentions and timings, he said we must and we will prepare for all contingencies while working to see to it that Russia reverses course. Before his meeting Thursday with Sergei Lavrov, Blinken said the U.S. would help Russia and Ukraine fulfill their obligations under a 2014 peace agreement aimed at ending the war between pro-Russian separatists and Ukrainian government forces in the eastern part of the former Soviet Republic. The U.S. Senate has passed a stopgap spending bill that avoids a short-term shutdown and funds the federal government through February 18th after leaders defused a partisan standoff over federal vaccine mandates. The measure now goes to President Joe Biden to be signed into law. Earlier in the day, Thursday, congressional leaders announced they had finally reached an agreement to keep the government running for 11 more weeks, generally at current spending levels, while adding $7 billion to aid Afghanistan evacuees. Chinese authorities have approved the Boeing 737 MAX to resume service after making a series of safety adjustments, removing a major uncertainty surrounding the American aviation giant's comeback after a lengthy slump. A directive from the Civil Aviation Administration of China deeming the model airworthy sets the stage for the jet to return to airline schedules in the country next year, following months of negotiations between Beijing and Boeing. China is the last major travel market to bring the MAX back into use after it was grounded globally in March of 2019, following two crashes that together claimed 346 lives. Investigators say the main cause of both tragedies was a faulty flight handling system known as the Maneuvering Characteristics Augmentation System. Boeing won approval from the United States in November of last year and from most other leading aviation authorities soon after to resume service. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote. VOA News.